If you want to know more about the information that websites like Facebook and Amazon are collecting from you and selling to advertisers, well, there aren't any federal laws that can help you with that. But one state has taken consumer privacy into its own hands. California's Consumer Privacy Act, which was passed last year, puts more power into the hands of the Golden State's residents.
It gives consumers more control over their information, rights to ask companies what information is collected about them, the right to opt out of the sale of that data, and the right to have that data deleted. It also provides some protections against discriminating against consumers for asserting any of those rights.
That's Jasmine Ulloa, the state politics and policy reporter for the Los Angeles Times, and she's been following the battle playing out across the state as lawmakers prepare to implement the Privacy Act at the start of 2020. Businesses say it'll be a constraint. Consumer advocates say it doesn't go far enough, and they'd like to see something similar to Europe's General Data Protection Regulation.
Unlike the European model, which allows consumers to opt in to having their data sold, the California privacy law gives consumers the right to opt out of having that data sold. And it also aims to target the bigger tech companies and data brokers.
So tell us a little bit about what that might look like. So for example, if I'm on Facebook, would this give me the opportunity to do what? To tell Facebook not to collect my data?
Yeah, it would give you the right to ask, what information are you selling about me and why? And then the chance to say, please don't sell that to third parties.
And that's one of the reasons why, and I don't want to single out Facebook. I mean, most people online, most companies online are using data to, you know, create profiles of us, aren't they?
Right. So there's a whole online personal data marketplace where companies are trading information. We're not really sure what they're collecting about us or why or who they're selling it with. And they're using it to create profiles of our tastes, likes, dislikes, vulnerabilities, etc.
What do Californians stand to gain from these regulations? Like if I tell, you know, one of the big arguments from tech companies and one of the big arguments against the GDPR in the EU is that basically it makes your experience online kind of difficult, right?
Right. And so that's what's being debated now in California is how are we going to make the fine print easy for consumers to understand? Consumers don't read privacy policies. So how are we going to give them the chance to actually assert their rights and know what information is collected about them and why? And so there's kind of these battles in these three separate arenas. There's the battle over the regulations, which is going to be handled by the attorney general. He has until next summer to craft those guidelines. And then there's the battle over legislation where privacy advocacy groups are going back and trying to make that law stronger for consumers, and businesses are trying to rein it in. Then, of course, there's a debate at the federal level.
How far along are we in getting something at the federal level versus at the state level? Because it seemed, like you said, California's Consumer Privacy Act is one of the strongest in the country.
Yeah. So federal lawmakers have pledged to draft that federal legislation this year, but really the main battle is going to be in California. That law covers 1 in 8 Americans.
Give us a sense of the other side. What about the businesses and the tech companies that are going to be affected when this law goes into effect? Don't they stand to lose anything?
Yeah. So on the business side, these regulations are burdensome. It's going to be very difficult for us to enforce. What types of resources is it going to take? Training employees, analyzing data processes, changing websites, et cetera, et cetera. And then will it stifle competition? Because smaller and mid-sized businesses will have a harder time complying with the law than the giant tech companies that have the resources to do so.
What are you looking for coming up? I mean, this is a debate that's been going on for quite some time. You said California is really where this will play out, but Washington also seems to be the place where it needs to make some moves, no?
Yeah, I'll be definitely watching the battle at the federal level. Be watching that. I'll be watching the debate play out. Among the proposals to expand on the law here is one that would give consumers the right to sue over abuses in the law. So that's going to be interesting to watch. And then as well, another one that actually is trying to bring it closer in line to what the European Union has, the GDPR in the European Union. And that would give consumers the chance to opt in to having their data sold.
Jasmine Ulloa is a state politics and policy reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Jasmine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.